With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Talking about the Vikings, the move just came out a few minutes ago. John DeFilippo out as OC there. Any surprise level for you here?
Well, first of all, hello, Bob, and hello, Vinny.
What's up, Adam?
How's everything going, Vinny? All right?
I'm doing good, man. Happy holidays, Adam.
And likewise to you and your family as well. To answer the John DeFilippo question, look, I think it's the same reaction to Reggie McKenzie. I don't think it's a surprise that somebody's let go at this time of the year. I don't think it's a surprise that certain people are let go. I think it's a surprise in the timing, right? Like, I could have seen the Vikings making this move at the end of the season, but the fact they made it just now with 3 weeks to go as they're trying to chase down a playoff spot still, that to me is a little surprising. And that tells you how frustrated Mike Zimmer was at this point in time with wanting to run the football, which they haven't done.
And it kind of like, Adam, it's the same thing that Pete Carroll at the beginning of the year. Remember, I mean, the first couple weeks they were throwing it, they were getting Wilson killed, and he told Schottenheimer run the ball. And since they've been running it consistently, you know, they're doing much better. They won a bunch of games, and a lot of it, it's just like the Ravens, Adam. It covers up the warts of your offensive line, especially they can't pass block.
Correct. That's correct. That's what happens. And so they also, you know, look, you knew that Mike Zimmer wasn't going to put up with this long. And it's like, are you surprised that the Raiders fired Reggie McKenzie? No, I'm surprised. A little surprised that it came down when it did, right, with a few weeks left in the season, when to me you could always wait to the end of the season to do these things. But some, you know, the one thing about this league is it gets more and more reactive, more and more impatient, and more, what's the word? Spontaneous, I guess, like just reactionary. Like they don't wait anymore. The callers to your show, they want action taken, and in a way, these organizations aren't all that much different. They don't show as much patience as they used to.
Adam, what's the next one to drop? Because you know something else is could it would not shock me in Washington. I know Dan, and it would not – when he starts to get heat in the papers, it's time to make a move.
Well, okay, so what's the move that's coming in Washington if you had a bet, Vinny?
Bruce Allen.
Hey, well – you know, and there's always been all this talk all along about Bruce going out, you know, to work with John, and Bruce, you know, is from California. I don't know what to make of that. Maybe not. I don't know. You know, Bruce is a tough guy to pin down. I'm sure he takes great pride in that. So it's a tough thing to have to answer. But look, the one thing that we know in this league is that when things don't go well, changes ensue.
Yep.
And nobody waits, and nobody's immune to it. And Washington's not winning, and it's a frustrating season. So I'm sure there's going to be changes.
Now, Adam, you know what's going to be an interesting one? All right, Cleveland goes to Denver, and then they got Cincy at home. And more than likely, they have a very good chance to win those two games. Then all of a sudden, Greg Williams is what, 5-2? How do you not give him the job?
Well, how do you not get the job is you find a guy that you really like that you think is going to be great for Baker Mayfield's future. That's how you not get the job. That's not to say that Greg Williams doesn't deserve it or hasn't done a great job there. I'm not saying that. Just saying that if there's a guy, whoever that is, whether that's Lincoln Riley or
Mike McCarthy.
Mike McCarthy, whoever, there's a guy you like, you're targeting, you go do that. That's how it works. That's how you not do it, Vinny. I mean, it's pretty simple.
Now, Adam, what are you hearing about the Baltimore situation? Anything?
You know, I haven't heard anything recently. Maybe I'm delusional, but I just think that, if they're going to move on from John,
right,
John's going to have a job in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And not only that, but who are you getting that's better than John?
That's my point.
And so I know there's been a lot of chatter about John in the media, but it's one, and I'm not saying it won't happen, but it's one of those things that I'll believe it when I see it. Does that make sense, Vinny?
No doubt about it. Especially, you know, they're going to be favored in at least two of the last three games.
You're firing John Harbaugh, you make the playoffs again?
Hey, Adam, what are the odds on Tom Coughlin being the next coach in Jacksonville?
That's not going to happen. He's not going to coach again. But
really?
That's really.
Wow. I kind of thought that he would would want the itch to get back to coach.
No, he's not. He does not want to coach that team anymore. He does not want to coach. That's not what's in his blood. But no, I don't expect that to happen.
Adam Schefter joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Adam, of course, from ESPN, talking some NFL. Let's look ahead to Thursday night's game. You have Chargers going to Kansas City, first place on the line. But looking at the early injury reports, Adam, both teams are banged up, especially the Chargers in the backfield. If Eckler and Gordon can't go, what's the heavy dose of Justin Jackson going to be like for Andy Reid here?
Yeah, well, first of all, I like Justin Jackson a lot. I think he's a really good running back. Now, that's not the ideal circumstance that you want to head into Kansas City in a big game with. But I think right now, I don't think Eckler's going to play. I think he'll be out. And the question is on Gordon, whether they can get him back in time for that particular game. And the way I understand it is that Melvin Gordon's looked pretty good. They're not counting him out. They also play the Ravens next week, and I they'd like him healthy for that game too. If they played on a Sunday, I think that they'd be more confident that Melvin could play. But I think that they really think that Justin Jackson can play. Like I'm a Justin Jackson believer and supporter.
Now, Adam, in the AFC North, which the Ravens play, I mean, Cleveland's looking for a new coach. I'm assuming that Cincinnati will be too, aren't you?
Yes.
They would clean house totally?
No, I just think, look, you know, last year we had stories that turned out to be premature that weren't at the time that Marvin might consider walking away at the end of the season. Remember that? There was a big storyline last year. Remember?
Yep.
So if that was the case last year and he decided ultimately not to do it, why would it not be again the case this year? That's all. Like, we'll see what he does. We'll see what he decides to do, but I won't be surprised if something like that happens. No, not at all.
Adam, where do you think Joe Flacco ends up?
Well, let's see how the Baltimore situation shakes up. But, I mean, look, to me there are three teams in Florida that all have quarterback questions.
Yeah.
Miami, Tampa, Jacksonville. All three of them. I don't know what all three are going to do, but I would think that he would be in play in any one of them.
Adam, what story, anything that would shock you in the next 3 weeks, you know, that would come out? I'm guessing probably nothing would shock you. You've seen it all.
Vinny, look, I can't predict you what's going to shock me, because if I predicted you what was going to shock me, it wouldn't shock me when it came out. Then I would know, right? Like, it's like, what surprise is coming? Well, if I knew the surprise, I would tell you the surprise. You know, if I tell you the surprise part, it's not a surprise part anymore. Yeah, all I can tell you is the one thing that we've seen is there's been basically a person fired a week in the NFL. Every single week, if we go back and look at this. And they keep coming. And yesterday, it was Reggie McKenzie. Today, it's John DeFilippo, the Vikings offensive coordinator. And next week, I'm sure it'll be somebody else, whether it's Todd Bowles or Dirk Cutter or whoever. I mean, it's an impatient league. There's a lot of attention, a lot of scrutiny, a lot of voices, a lot of people with opinions, a lot of people weighing in on social media. And these owners, more than ever, react to that. And so because they react to that, we get all these moves, and they continue to come, and that's sort of how it goes.
Adam Schefter, ESPN. Adam, we appreciate your time. We'll be watching you on the network, as always. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks,
and holidays.
Have a great day.
You got it.
Happy holidays, Adam.
Adam Schefter here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.